League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number three starts right now. That's right, two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7, all right here, ESPN 97.5.
So and by the way, the jungle? Barry,
I missed this, so let me get
speaking. Oh, yeah, do that.
Yeah, let's make sure that you guys, as suspects, get an opportunity to win as you want to take a stroll through the dark side of reality at the Dungeon of Doom Haunted House at the Kima Boardwalk. The terror reigns all through the month of October, and ESPN 97.5 wants to give you a pair of tickets. If you want to experience the horror, call 713-780-3776 right now. Win a pair of tickets to the Dungeon of Doom. Caller 14. Caller 14, 713-780-3776. You win a pair of tickets to the Dungeon of Doom. If you don't win them, you can get them. DungeonofDoomKima.com. Good luck. Caller 14.
Go get it. Somebody from the text line said, hey, are we talking Texans today? Some AM station has a promo praising them boys for going two straight games without a sack. Damn, that's sad. By the way, I'm a fan.
That's not sad. That's impressive. We even talked about the fact that they did go two games without a sack.
But here's what no. What I think what the texter is implying is how sad is it that as a radio station, that as a fan base and as a city, we're like, oh my God, they did their job two games in a row. Oh yes, yes.
Well, I think even more sad is that the station in question is probably being told that all they can talk about today, the day of game four, is football.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I from all I've heard, seen, and know about, there is no doubt that you can mention a little bit of baseball.
Yeah.
But you need to keep it focused on the cash cow and talk NFL.
Do you think that they have to like mix in like a certain amount per hour? We're like, all right, you spent 15 minutes on non-Texans stuff. Now you have to talk Texans for the next three segments?
There is absolutely no question in my mind that it is broken down to the standpoint of, not to say that they go back and check, but I believe, and you know people that can tell you this, that they're going to tell you that you will only talk about Rockets for this percent.
Wow.
Oh, I know for a fact when I was with the Rockets that when we kind of parted our ways and went to 790, that there were initiatives internally that said you will not talk Rockets no matter what happened.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because there was bitterness, and because they're the home of the Texans, because of the fact that they've sold their soul to give, you know, to basically get the rights to the point where they have to, they're force-fed Texans radio, what, five nights a week during the season and all this other stuff. It's like, man, there's a lot.
Wow.
So, yeah, and it depends.
That
I mean,
seems petty.
It all comes down to upper management and what they decide to push down on the rest of the staff. But there's a lot of stations that do that. If you're the flagship home of a team, you're going to try and dictate 24/7 what goes out on that radio station. And it becomes propaganda radio. It becomes...
It's like China, Joel.
Well, there you go.
It's like China, damn it. Can't tell us what to do. I don't want it. I love that we get to talk whatever we want.
Oh, I do too. Why did I'm here?
Huh? Yeah.
Why do you think I'm here? I mean, the most refreshing, liberating day of my career was the fact
met
that
me.
I, the day
when
that
you met me.
No.
Damn it.
The day that I stepped forth into this position to be able to say, wait, you mean no one's going to be texting me and calling me and cracking my fingers with a ruler every time I say something they don't like?
Nice.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is very nice. Somebody texted the show, said, I'm listening from Atlanta. Keep it up.
Thank you. Definitely appreciate that. That's always good to hear. That's why you download the app, because then you take us anywhere, everywhere, and you never miss a show. And we love that because we have people checking in. Some people aren't thirsty and do it every day just to get a shout out. Oh. They just decide to chime in to let us know that, hey, another city, another state, another listener. Love it.
Much appreciated. Somebody texted and said, I am listening to the usual suspects going down College Street in Beaumont. And I have to stop for a funeral procession, and I couldn't help but think about Barry losing his mind. LMAO.
That was a struggle for you. You were almost late to the Beaumont show.
You missed that.
I was like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, on the way to the show Thursday when you were out, I had to stop in some city outside of Sour Lake for a funeral procession that took forever. I don't know who this person was, but they were very popular. But there was at least 75 cars in this funeral procession. And on 105.
The town shut down?
I mean, it might as well have, because on 105, if you're behind 75 cars doing the speed limit, you're toast. Police escorts and all that. Yeah, I barely made it on time. So I feel your pain. I just don't think we should have to, like, they're dead, right? And look, when I die, y'all don't worry about stopping for me. Just go. I know you got places to be. I'm not worried about it. I'm dead. I don't care if you turn your headlights on. I don't care if you slow down. This is also why I want to be cremated. It's so much easier.
I did like, though, and we don't have to go into it in detail.
Oh, we can. Let's do it.
Because I heard Granato sweep over it, and I had this on the list for us for a couple days ago. But I did think of the fact that if you're going to go, this guy in Ireland did it the right way, where at the funeral, when they're lowering the casket into the ground, he had people who agreed to do this for him before he passed. Set up a speaker system around the casket, and as it was being lowered into the ground, you hear the guy's voice go, wait a minute, why is this thing moving? I'm in here. I'm not dead. I need to get out. And everybody started freaking out. And he said that he didn't want people to be depressed and sad because he died. He wanted the people to remember him
scared and
as a great dude that had fun. So
it's terrifying.
He did that.
That is awesome.
I think that's pretty cool.
I did think that I was going to, like, what I want is, I want to be cremated. I don't know if y'all have a preference. I want to be cremated because, one, I don't want people to feel like they have to go visit my grave. Because that's a burden. I mean, I don't want people to have to. If they want to, you know, if they think about me, whatever, that's cool. But I don't want to be like, oh, God, I haven't been to Uncle Barry's grave in years. That's cool. You don't have to go. That's fine. It doesn't bother me. I'm dead.
Nick,
it doesn't hurt my feelings. But I do want, like, if there's like some sort of service or whatever, mm-hmm. I'm going to record something ahead of time where I just basically roast everybody. Then that way, if Uncle Ralph shows up, just play that part of the roast, and then I'll roast Uncle Ralph. Well, and then if my sister shows up, I'm going to roast her too. I just want to be like, I want to have all these stuff recorded that where I roast family members. And then if they show up, I want them to play it.
Well, I hope all your staff from your Sunday night show don't die before you, because you're going to need all of them to be able to pull off all this production at your funeral. Camera one, get Uncle Jed. Camera two, run audio on Jed. Oh, wait. Ann is here. Get that queued up, ready to go. We'll come to that next.
That's all you got
to
do? No, look, you sign in, right? And then there's like a 10-minute delay. Then you just have it on a CD or just audio files. And one says, you know,
Nick, you're going to be busy at Barry's funeral. You can have all the buttons to push.
Yeah, no. Yeah, will you produce my funeral, Nick? Please. But no, it's just a bunch of audio files on a computer. And then when they're like, oh, look, Angie Laminack's here. Just double click on the Angie Laminack file. You dumb bitch. Like, that's my sister. And I'd roast her. And then I'd roast my little sister.
You know what Nick would do?
What?
Play all your outtakes.
He probably would.
In between.
Be like, he's dead. He can't come back. And I'd haunt your ass. Oh, my God. I'm going to haunt you so bad if you do that.
That's terrifying to me.
That people would haunt you?
Yeah. It still wouldn't stop you. You would be running one of his isolated clips.
Oh, man. That was funny. You. I mean, I think the guy obviously who asked for that as he was
that's
being.
That's very funny.
He had a sense of humor, obviously. But I just don't know how. I would like to see the reaction of the people as it was happening.
Oh I would, too. Better. That would have been the kicker for me. Would have been that some for all the people that were worried about the speakers and everything else playing it, someone should have been filming the audience as it started to go down inconspicuously so that they didn't think something was up. But I definitely think that part of the fun in the matter would have been, too, to have video of it so that after the fact, the whole family could look back on it. And you know damn well they'd be laughing. They're so depressed that he passed. But to be able to go back and say, man, look at Uncle Charlie. That would
freaking out.
Yeah, he really bought into it. He was ready to dive in and open up the casket. That would have been funny.
Yeah, that would be great. Buddy Tyrell said, I listened to the other station from 11 to 1. They actually mix it up pretty well.
Okay.
Okay. Well, buddy, you're a traitor. I'll never read another tweet from you again, jerk.
Way to go, Barry.
Just kidding. You're listening now. We love you. You're listening now. I love you. I don't care what you do before or after.
Someone else had chimed in and said that they literally stay on a clock in the morning so that they can get through the headlines in a certain amount of time so they can get back to football. So there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it just depends on who you talk to. But look, they got a new PD over there. Things may be a little different. I don't know because I don't know him. But from the people that I know that have been there, done that, I know how it used to be. And I know that now that Cam Juice is gone, that they aren't exactly stocking up with baseball and NBA aficionados.
No.
Or broadcasters.
Really?
Yeah, the rumor is that Coleman Milk's going to be running the one.
Oh.
So
I do have to give credit where credit is due. I was in AJ's office yesterday talking to him, and that came up, and mm-hmm. he mentioned it. And not even on air, he just starts doing his Coleman Milk guy impression. It is so good. I was like, because I listened the other day when I was in his office. He's just like, look. You notice anything? I was like, yeah, where's Camel Juice? He's like, he's gone. But we were listening. He sounds just like him.
It's pretty on point.
I mean, it is.
He's done it at least four or five times in front of me. It's pretty on point.
It's mm-hmm. really, really good. I mean, it's Jim Adler, Joel doing the Texas Hammer good. It's really good.
And now they're trying to, again, because when we talk about this, how embed the station is with the team and what you have to do and not do, part of it is then you try to be co-branders. So now on all the Texans TV shows they have, Late Night on 13 and otherwise, Coleman Milk is front and center as one of their analysts. Man, I'm sorry, but you can put a suit on a, never mind. But I'm just saying, as long as he talks like that, there are people that cannot grab their remote quick enough because they're like, what is going on?
Really?
Yeah.
Where is this?
I think it's the show on 13. Vandermeer and some of those people.
Oh, and then so it's they throw too. So we're not losing because I was gonna say our ratings are great.
Yeah. Then as long as you don't go with force fed Texans programming, you're gonna continue to be great.
Yeah, yeah. Randy McAvoy and Wax do a good job on Sports Sunday. So
best sports department in the city,
no doubt.
Sorry, Scoop. But God, I'm sure you love me. No doubt about it. I think Channel 2 does a great job. And I think that Sunday night block is great because they take you from just like the Houston-focused sports alone, and then they transition to you guys because you and Jerome and Lauren, you guys have – you kind of spice it up a little bit. There's a little bit more fun and entertainment along with just the news of the day because by that time, the news of the day is done.
Oh, let me tell you, it's not easy. Like, I feel bad for the writers for my segment because they're always like – they'll write a joke specifically about – what happened this week, right? So mm-hmm. there's guys that they're writing jokes now for the Sunday show, and they'll submit a joke about what happened with Kansas City. And I'm like, guys, we can't do that joke because by the time we air, they will have played Indy. Mm-hmm. So that's two games ago now. They're like, damn it, this is so hard. So we have to keep it very general. We have to keep it very, you know, just like if you want to talk about the O-line in general, but you can't talk about specific sacks and games or anything. So it certainly presents a challenge. And even so, from a standpoint of Jerome and him talking about Texans, he literally has to wait until the game is over. So it can be a difficult thing, but I wouldn't trade it. It's a heck of a lot of fun.
I'll tell you one thing that's not difficult is going over to Tight End Sports Bar and Grill. And I've been telling you about this place for about 2 months now. Probably the best spot to go and watch a game. And that's where I'll be today at 7 o'clock. Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gulf Freeway, to check out the Astros put a whooping on the Yankees. I told you about Tito Tuesdays. That's $5. Every Tuesday, any Tito's drink for only $5. Wednesdays, Chicken Alfredo. The only time they serve Chicken Alfredo is on Wednesdays, and you should definitely check it out. Today, Thirsty Thursdays, and obviously the Astros game, and I'll be there. So not only do they have great drink specials, they have an absolutely great full bar and some of the best, most beautiful servers serving you food. Not just any ordinary bar food, not food that's been frozen, a made-from-scratch kitchen. Like I told you, I've told you about the Chicken Alfredo. I've told you about the Hail Mary Wings. I've told you about a lot of the great things that they have in their menu, and you should definitely check it out. Come watch the Astros game with me at 7 o'clock. We'll definitely have some drinks, full bar or beer, whatever your preference is. And also, don't forget about Lingerie Night on Fridays. Lingerie Friday is probably their best night ever. Every server there is dressed up in lingerie, serving you food. They cannot be nicer. Jasmine, Ashley, they've been in studio before bringing us food, wings and Chicken Alfredo, like I said. and they could not be nicer. Some of the best servers, some of the best food, all made from scratch, only at Tight End Sports Bar and Grill, 2502 Gold Freeway in League City. 2502 Gold Freeway in League City, right there on 45 next to the Best Buy. Go check it out.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Bring us back already, Nick. I've been waiting and waiting. Final hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 rolling on as we take you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7 right here on ESPN 97.5. Here's the other thing that's like an afterthought, even though, of course, to Barry's overwhelmingly numbing point about the NFL schedule, it's not a great game for a Thursday night. But there is a football game tonight if you,
yes,
for some reason, don't want to watch Astros-Yankees, or the Astros get up so big you want to change the channel. Chiefs Broncos as Kansas City tries to avoid losing three in a row. Broncos trying to gain as many chances at the number one pick in the draft.
Well, they've won a couple in a row, right?
They're terrible.
Yeah, but they blanked the Titans. Sorry, Hugo.
Well, they got to blank them, Barry. God. I'm telling you right now, just if you're going to watch the game at all, just watch their corners, because from what everybody's saying, Elway hasn't decided to pull the plug yet. But as we talked about yesterday, if he does, he's going to start peddling off veterans. And there's a few in the secondary that might look pretty good in a Texans uniform.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
Chris Harris Jr., people.
After losing four in a row, though, Broncos win over the Chargers.
Chargers are bad.
Yeah.
That's surprising. Did you see Melvin Gordon's averages? And stuff? He says he needs more touches. Well, you might want to do something with the touches. He's averaging like 1.2 yards a carry. I'm like, what are you trying to get more kick?
I think he averaged like 2.5 against the Broncos.
Awful.
Pretty bad. But yeah, after going 0-4, Broncos now 2-4 with wins over the Chargers and the Titans. It's a Thursday game. I'm not expecting much. I think it could be pretty ugly, if I'm being honest with you. Even though, you know, it's the Chiefs, I still don't think, though, on short rest and – is Mahomes still going to be – is he going to be 100%, or is that ankle still going to be
bothering
him?
Right, that's what I'm watching more than anything, or I'll at least watch the highlights for. Can Kansas City get this thing back on track?
And I worry about Kansas City's defense actually making Joe Flacco look decent.
That's right. And on the other side of the equation, if Mahomes isn't 100%,
do
you really want Von Miller pinning his ears back to come get you on a bad offensive line?
Yeah.
Because that's where some real damage could get done.
Yeah, I say it's probably like a 24-21 game, Chiefs.
I don't think it's that close.
No?
No. I think at the end of the day, it's still Joe Flacco. I think
at the end of the day, it's still the Chiefs' defense.
Chiefs by 10.
By 10?
Yep. That's just my gut. I don't do all your numbers and spreadsheets.
Yeah, I was going to say. I mean, if you want
me
to break it.
Is that in Denver?
If you want me to break it down for you.
I don't. I desperately
really?
Don't.
Because that's kind of the whole point of what we do.
Go ahead.
No, it is in Denver. It is a Denver home game, and the spread is Chiefs by 3. So it tells you that.
Okay, then I can say Chiefs by a touchdown and still be safe.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are going to make a statement tonight.
Okay.
At least offensively. Right. Defensively, they made enough statements.
It's weird because the Broncos are giving up as many as they score. They literally, their net is a zero right now. They're giving up 17, scoring 17 on average. 17.7. Pretty weird, but that it's a good defense. It's a bad offense, and the same in reverse
is
true for
right.
the Chiefs. It's a good offense. It's a bad defense. Chiefs scoring 28, giving up 24. Over under is at 49.5. I'm definitely taking the under on that.
49.5.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's a lot for a Thursday game too.
I'm with you. I would take the Chiefs and the under.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's 24-21. The spread is 3, so it makes it a little more difficult to actually pick the game. If I'm betting, I probably don't bet this game. If you forced a gun to my head and made me pick, I'm probably going to go Chiefs. Just because I feel like
in the under, right?
Yeah. I'm probably taking the – well, but from the – I'm going to be the Chiefs and give the 3 points is what I'm saying from a spread perspective.
Yeah, me too.
I think the Chiefs win no matter what. But if I had to bet, yeah, I think I'd give the 3.
So other football news, and I've heard this before, I just appreciate the fact that Kyle Shanahan wasn't going to hold back and was going to tell it like it is. We've all heard stories about the Washington Redskins. We've all heard about owner Dan Snyder being overbearing and controlling and all the different things he's done. Kyle Shanahan was once upon a time an assistant coach under his dad with the Washington Redskins. And lo and behold, the Niners are playing the Redskins on Sunday. So the press decided to catch up with the now head coach of the San Francisco 49ers and kind of start getting nostalgic, get back in the day as to how he feels about, you know, what the Redskins and how they are and what was going on and all the good and all of the bad. And it sounded a little something like this.
Kyle, what was the best part about coaching in Washington?
Being able to work with my dad and be around some other good coaches.
What was the worst part?
Everything else. I liked a lot of the players. Some good people.
He didn't mince words.
That's awesome.
And I've heard it from a lot of people that were in that building from time to time. I'll say this. The other thing that was interesting was earlier in the year, someone was interviewing Adrian Peterson. And they were doing the interview right in front of the front office. And the interviewer says, hey, if you had a chance to steamroll and Mack truck one of your own players, who would it be? And he's like, I'm not doing that. He's like, we're all teammates. I would never run over one of my teammates. Now, if you want to talk about people in the front office, how long's your list? So that kind of tells you, too, what kind of dysfunction is going on with the Redskins. I've talked to people that have been in and out of that building that have said, like, literally Dan Snyder has, like, cameras that monitors the coaches and what they say.
Really?
Yeah, and, like, private conversations and all this other stuff. And it just seems like we think Jerry Jones is a little too overbearing in Dallas, but then you at least they win some games. You look at what's going on in Washington and how long it's been going on for, and you're going, dude, at some point, you either sell the franchise or just step away from it so that it can have a chance to succeed.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's a bad, bad look.
Yeah. And it is funny, though, that he was that honest with it. He was like, I coach with my dad. What about everything else was awful?
That's what you want. I mean, I think no one expected that answer.
No. Love the honesty.
I love it, too, because I think that one thing that may be evident or not so evident, but Kyle is also one of those guys. And I've met him, and we've played sports against each other and things like that, too. But he's a competitive guy, and he's also a guy that doesn't forget. I could see if they got a chance late to run it up a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised.
No,
I wouldn't be surprised because he's a family guy, too. And his dad got him in the business, and his dad was screwed by Daniel Snyder. I could see him going, you know what? That one's for my dad. Take that one.
Kyle Shanahan is the George W. of the NFL. He got Saddam. He's going to go in there. He's going to get Daniel Snyder.
Not a bad now. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that game plays out.
Someone texted the show and said, where'd it go? How can you call the Broncos bad? Their defense has allowed the third least amount of points and the fourth fewest passing yards. No quarterback has thrown over 260 yards against them this year. Great. And they're 2-4.
And guess what?
I don't know what your definition of bad is.
Can I just finish that?
But being 2-4? That's bad.
Can I finish that? On the flip side,
Your
quarterback hasn't thrown for 260 all year, so you're done. That's exactly what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Touche, my friend. Touche. Hey, you know what it comes down to when it comes to making your spouse happy is getting the right jewelry from the right place at the right price. And I tell you, there's no better spot in town than Klein's Fine Jewelry. And my guy, Mark Klein, he made me a hero with my wife and my jewelry purchase for her anniversary ring. He's going to do the same for you. Mark, how are you going to help the people this holiday season?
Well, you know, it's that time of year. You know, we're only 30 days away. What is it?
It's crazy.
We're close. It's like Christmas time of the year. So anything in jewelry, whether it's diamond pendants, diamond earrings, loose diamonds, diamond bracelets. If you have jewelry sitting in your box at home that she's not wearing, it's a perfect way to bring it to me, and we can make her a ring that she's going to wear, or a diamond pendant, or anything that, you know, old gold that's sitting in there. We can use that because we're custom jewelers. So anything in jewelry. If you have a quote on a diamond, and you want to see if the quote is good, you can call me and I'll, or text me, and I'll quote you over the phone. It's that simple. Make sure you're getting the best deal in the city of Houston. I have the best deals in the city of Houston. So give me a call and at least check it out and make sure. My phone number is 832-316-1388. 832-316-1388. Like with your purchase, you had looked around and, you know, you weren't stupid. You went to the mall and some stupid half price sale. But then you said, hey, I'm going to check out with Klein. And I was way less. Without even knowing their prices, my prices are going to be better. I've been doing it since 1990, so I'm not just a, you know, a brand new store that doesn't know what they're doing. I have 30 years of experience. So anything in jewelry, give me a call. Diamond pendants, earrings, bracelets. It's Klein's Jewelry. Check out kleinsjewelry.com, 832-316-1388.
He did it. He made me a believer. He will make you a believer, too. Give him a call. Mark, we appreciate it, bud.
All right, go Astros.
Go Astros. There you go. 832-316-1388. Call him. You're going to be a hero this holiday season. That's Mark Klein at Klein's Fine Jewelry.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, 30 minutes on the clock, final half hour of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be in this country. In
yes.
This city.
Daniel DeLuna tweeted us and said, boys, I'm listening from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Now, I feel like there's an M missing because Prudhoe's, that's counterproductive if you're a hoe.
No
if
doubt.
If you're prude and you're a hoe, that seems counterproductive. I'm hoping it was Prudhoe Bay. But if it's Prudhoe, save your money, Daniel. Them hoes is prude. Hope that was – no, but we appreciate you listening, Daniel.
Absolutely.
And he said, go Astros. For sure, go Astros. 713 Hooligan tweeted me.
Okay.
He said, oh, snap, my boy is international now. I just heard your Get Upside commercial on 97.9 The Box. Yeah, boys.
Wow.
You're taking this international. That's right.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I don't want to say I'm getting too big for you guys, but.
You've been too big for us. I mean, what do you weigh, like 245 pounds?
There you go. That was definitely comeback of the week right there. Well done. That's good. Now shut
You're
your
in
mic
the
off, jerk.
Way to go.
Now shut your mic off, jerk. Hey, speaking of jerks, Sean Sweeney tweeted us something, and this is absolutely hilarious. It was a contestant on Wheel of Fortune. Mm-hmm. You know how I look? This has always frustrated me because people will be like, I'm married to my husband, Bobby. Yeah, that's how husbands work. You don't, because, you know, he'll say, well, who do you have in the audience? I'm married to my wonderful wife, Janelle. Yeah. You're married to your wife because that's how wives work. We get it. And no one, and I mean no one, and I've said this on stage before. I was going to use this as a bit, but now I can't. But I used to say on stage that I want one person on Wheel of Fortune one time to be like, yeah, I'm married to this dumb bitch, Cheryl, and she gets on my nerves, and I hate her, and I'm probably going to divorce her, and this is how I was telling her. So if I win this money, Cheryl, you don't get none of it. That would be the best, right?
Yeah.
Well, a guy kind of did that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he took the opportunity to introduce his wife and kids on Wheel of Fortune, and this is exactly what Blair had to say about his family.
I've been trapped in a loveless marriage for the last 12 years to an old battle axe named Kim. She cursed my life with three stepchildren named Star, RJ, and Ryan, and I have one rotten grandson.
That is
I saw it live.
You saw
it? I saw it live.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
I didn't know that.
Dude is bald.
That is, yeah,
he has a ZZ Top beard.
Oh, yeah. He looks like he was an extra in Vikings. Oh, it's the best.
I told you, Lisa loves Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah.
And the minute he started talking, I was like, what did he just say?
And then cursed by an
Pat finished at the end going, but you do really love them, right? And then they started chuckling. He's like, oh, yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, that was hilarious.
God, that's the best. That's all I wanted. That's all I've ever wanted from Wheel of Fortune as a viewer was for someone to go in there and be like, yeah, I'm married to Cheryl. I really can't stand her, but I'm trapped. So, and he did it. It was outstanding.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
good for him. Way to go, Blair.
Because, man, you talk about a run.
He looks like he would murder you, though, Blair.
Oh, he definitely does.
Yeah, he looks
and
like a murderer.
And chop you up before they had a chance to find the remains. Yeah. No, and the thing is, when you think about the run that the Wheel of Fortune people have had, for Pat and Vanna, can you imagine what their bank accounts must look like?
Oh, my
with
gosh.
All how long they've been doing it, and then how many residual checks they get from all of the different, you know,
yes.
stations that carry the reruns and do all.
Oh, yeah. The syndication?
The syndication.
Oh,
they're rolling in it.
And it's been on forever. And I will say this, though. Vanna, she hasn't really aged all that well.
She might want to eat.
That, too. She's definitely skinny. But they ran a video. He goes, oh, Vanna, you have a video of your cats, don't you? And she was like, yeah, it's a video of my cat. Watch, Pat. And it was a video of her cat on her desk dipping his paw into her drink. And then licking it off his wet paw. And then everyone was like, oh, how cute. I was like, that's disgusting. The fact that you let your cat on your desk, first of all, is disgusting. Second of all, because their feet are in the litter box, and then they track it up there. And then you're letting your cat put its foot
that's
in
really
your drink.
That's really nasty.
Yeah.
And you know that I'm not opposed to letting the dog give you kisses and all that other stuff.
Yeah, you French your dogs.
No,
know.
I don't do that. That's the
you open mouth kiss your dog. You and Nick both open mouth kiss your dog.
Easy now.
I do not.
Yeah. No, there's no open mouth.
I've seen y'all open mouth kiss the same dog at the same time.
Negative.
All three, it was a threesome.
Negative.
Kind of like disgusting. What you used to do with your cats.
I mean, my cats are dead, but let's.
Right. Oh, no, I know. But I'm just saying, if you want to, all bets are off.
I'm trying to make
off.
You feel bad. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Talk mess about my dead cats, Joel.
Yeah.
I see how it is.
I know, because I want people to sympathize with the fact that now that they're gone, you can't get that same kind of kissing and loving.
I can't get that loving anymore. Yeah. I mean, I am still married, so you're right.
I hear you there. So, look, I think that in terms of. I lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
When we were getting into all that.
So. People are now making fat jokes on the text line because of you, Nicholas.
Oh,
good.
That's what I was going to say.
713-780-3776.
You want me to read them?
Yeah.
Nick bashing on people's weight? Ha! Wasn't he on last month's cover of Jugs magazine? Yeah, you sure you want to keep reading these?
Actually, no. You're probably only going to read the ones that hate on me, so no.
Of course, that was L.U. Dillon. And then somebody said, 245 my ass. Barry's closer to Mark Schell than Joel.
Wow.
That was from Mark Schell. Jerk.
I would say the fact that you great. Normally get fat and happy when you get that rich like Pat and Vanna, but she literally has gotten thinner
it's
and
pretty
thinner,
disgusting.
And she needs to eat.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, I thank you, Nick, for reminding me, but I had said at some point during the afternoon I wanted to wish a happy birthday to our girl, Maddie. Pink Valkyrie's daughter, Maddie, has a birthday today, and we wanted to make sure that
too,
we
right?
said, 12 years old. Happy birthday, Maddie. Wanted to make sure we did it when she was listening, so there
Maddie's
you go.
The best. Yes.
Great
thank
kid.
Thank you for listening, Maddie.
Working
thank
on that compact swing.
The youngest suspect, would we say she's the youngest suspect?
She's definitely up there. Well, there's a bunch of people that listen
with
their
kids
in the
yeah.
car.
Taylor's the youngest suspect.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Every time Lisa puts the radio on, she goes, Daddy! Even when it's not.
No.
But she's right. She knows.
That's Charlie Palillo, honey.
But she does know, and Lisa says, when she hears my name, when they say, and now here's
Joel Blanchard.
She knows, that's Daddy.
Oh, nice.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah. By the way, Juan, who lives in Denver, said that the people out there, they're holding out hope for this Chiefs game. He says he listens to a lot of sports talk during the evenings and that I think they're pretty optimistic in Denver. Well,
that'll end tonight.
I mean, your quarterback is still Joe Flacco. So
Joe, not Joel.
Well, did I say Joel Flacco?
I don't want to be.
No, yeah, it's Joe
Although
Flacco.
Although he did win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
His little brother's playing college football, too.
Is he really?
Yeah. And, you know, they go to small schools. So maybe with the bloodlines, people will give him a look. But maybe XFL.
You wonder. I wonder. Oh, by the way, rest in peace to Brock Osweiler. He didn't die. He just retired.
He retired.
I was shocked. What happened? Is he like injured? What's the deal with that?
He slipped on a stack of money.
I can't imagine why he would retire. It was going so well.
Yeah. I mean, the money. Well, again, he's like the Kirk Cousins. It doesn't matter what he achieves on the field.
Yeah.
His bank account's ridiculous.
Sorry players don't retire just because they suck.
Yeah.
If the money's
David
still,
Carr. He hung around long enough to get a ring with the Giants. Yeah. What are you doing, Brock, you idiot?
Yeah. And we've looked it up. His career earnings over 50 mil.
It's crazy.
And now he's doing TV where he's still untouched.
Who, David
Carr? Yeah, he's doing NFL Network.
I wonder if he wears gloves on the NFL Network still.
Be a great question.
Right?
Yeah, because that was just the weirdest answer ever.
He said, this is Brock Osweiler. I'm extremely grateful for the time I did receive playing in the NFL. The experience I did have, people I did meet, relationships I did make. I'm not going to dwell on the things that didn't happen in my career, like winning. Okay, he didn't say that part. I may have added
that in there.
Yeah.
I still don't like the fact Bill O'Brien kicked my ass at halftime of a Tennessee game.
He punched me dead off in my face.
Any man with that chin making me mincemeat out of me made me mad.
He Miles Garrett'd me.
My favorite part is when they finally benched him and he like throws his hands up in the air like, really? You're going to bench Brock Osweiler?
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
You're the most overpaid guy in the history of six games of tape making you millions.
Let's go back and look at Brock Osweiler's stats on football.
It's going to be a disaster.
ProFootballReference.com, 2012.
Is it safe to say he made the phrase sample size legendary in Houston?
Yeah.
Because everybody was talking about the sample size says he's going to be a starter in this league. And then about 6 weeks in, why didn't y'all have a bigger sample size?
Wow. You know, he had seven games started that year in Denver. He played in eight. He went 5-2, mm-hmm. threw 10 touchdowns for 2,000 yards. And that's when the Texans went out and got him. And again, I'll say it because we love to crap on him. Mm-hmm. But at the time, it was the right move. They did the right thing, the Texans did. We all said this is what they had to make this move, but then he gets here and the rest is history. He goes 8-6, 15 touchdowns, 16 interceptions, and that's never good. You always want to have more touchdowns than interceptions, even if it's barely. Like for his career, he's 37 touchdowns, 31 interceptions, completed 60% of his passes, basically.
The fact that you paid to get him here. And you almost paid as much to get him to go away.
So much.
With the draft picks and everything you had to give up to get rid of him. That's not a good look.
No. Rest in peace his career.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, so we got one segment to go on the show. We're going to put a bow on it next. We're going to turn over to the Blitz, and they're going to take you all the way till 7 o'clock. All you do is keep it tuned right here, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Final segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5 taking you till 4. Blitz takes you till 7. Getting you ready for Astros-Yankees Game 4 from the Bronx tonight. Appreciate you being suspects and taking us along for the ride. And as you guys know, two of the three of us, Nicholas mm-hmm. is kind of indifferent. We are shoe aficionados.
Yes.
So I ask you, Barry, would you be willing to pay $1,500 minimum?
Let me just stop you right there. No.
For the Nike Jesus shoes.
What?
These are actually...
These sandals?
Nope.
I mean, that's what he wore.
The reason why they're called Jesus shoes
okay.
is that each pair is partially filled with holy water.
What? Okay. Is this a joke?
It's legit.
Is it April 1st?
It sounds like a Kanye West idea for sure.
It does.
The Vatican has the Vatican, as it's called, has mad style. If you really look at it, it has engravings, craziness, everything blinged out with gold. And we wanted to see the shoes that everybody was alluding to. The soles are filled with holy water. The water was originally sourced from the River Jordan and then blessed. The custom red insoles reference the traditional red shoes that only the Pope wears, and the insoles are even scented with frankincense, one of the gifts brought by the three wise men who traveled to greet Jesus after his birth. The seal on the box is modified from the official papal seal. No, not in Beaumont for the popes. And the angel on the box is excerpted from Albrecht Dürer's 1514 engraving Melancholia I.
What?
It's a painting, I guess, in the Vatican. The Vatican shoe being described as having mad style. 1500 retail. However,
That's just stupid.
They are going like hotcakes, Barry. I believe this is the original shoe they're using for it is the Air Max 97. And then from there, it's pretty clean looking.
Okay.
All white. It's got a little bit.
You want to grab that?
It's all white, and it's got in the air pocket, in the sole, it's got a little bit of almost like blue toothpaste coloring, which I assume is like the holy water reference.
Okay.
They actually look pretty cool. They don't look like.
They look really they don't clean, look right?
Yeah. I wouldn't pay 15. How much would you pay for them, Barry?
$250. I'm in the neighborhood of, I mean, now that I know how much custom, because I'm designing that custom Air Force One.
Right.
With the logo that I put on the shirt, and I'm finding out how much it costs to make those, and how so something like that. I mean, I'd pay
a couple hundred bucks, like what you would normally pay, right?
$250, $300, dude, max.
They look nice. I'm telling you, I would wear those shoes. I just, you know,
they were originally released Tuesday and have already sold out with a retail price of $1,425.
Oh my!
The bidding war has started at $3,000. On the net, most diehard Jesus fans might tell you the money's better spent in other places. However, some people believing that it's another statement to express their beliefs, paying that kind of cash for a pair of kicks.
It's not going to get you into heaven. It's like if you like and share.
Isn't that crazy?
You
know,
you ever see that on Facebook where they're like, I can share if you love Jesus. It's not helping.
Isn't it weird, though, because you're kind of stepping on holy water, though.
Like you're walking on water like Jesus. What? That's genius.
$3,000?
That's stupid.
That's the market price. Now, if you were lucky enough to get them on the pre-sale, $1,425.
That's, they said that's on StockX.
I didn't know if they named the actual
The kicks are now reselling on StockX for $3,000, more than double the value. Let me see if I can find these Jesus shoes.
Barry's like, $3,000? Yeah. Is it at least like wrapped in Bermuda grass or something? Like, why is it $3,000?
Oh, no. Hey, they're down. They're down to $2,297. That's a deal.
You know what? I'd like to know how many pairs were they able to manufacture. I think it's a clean-looking shoe.
It's okay. I don't really like that design too much.
I don't like the toothpaste-colored air pocket, but other than that...
It looks a bit like a Colgate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like other, but other than that, I kind of like it.
Well, do you like knowing that there's holy water in there?
I don't
What
care.
Happens as they get older? You know, you're going to start to develop like scum in the water, right? Starts to turn colors.
I guess it depends on how well they have that water sealed.
If you does the water change colors in them?
Here's the other thing: is especially with those elongated, almost total sole of the shoe air pockets, they pop.
Pop it, yeah.
Yeah, Nike. Quit guaranteeing them for more than a year because of the fact that sometimes it's just under wear and tear. If there's any little pinhole or anything, you step on something or whatever, that pocket just, and that's it.
It is creepy that they have Jesus on the cross as the medallion on the top.
I'm surprised they're not getting more heat for that.
I don't like that. That's just weird looking. Yeah, I'm out on these even if they were $300. They're not that. I don't like those Air Max 97s. I just don't like that design.
I wasn't a big fan of it either. The fact that it's the first time I've seen it that clean on the top without all the other things busy going on.
It's better white than it is with all the other colors.
Correct.
True.
Yeah, I agree. But no, I'm not a fan and definitely wasn't going to pay that much money for it.
I've been looking at these customs, right, because I want to get this design done. I was going to do them, and I told the chick, she's a friend of mine that lives in Minneapolis.
Yeah,
I was like, look, if I do this, people are going to want to buy them. So just be prepared. If I put them out there and show people, I'm willing to bet you people will buy them. But I had no idea. I started looking because I was like, well, how much is it going to cost? And she was like, you know, I don't know, but I would say it's going to be north of $200 easy. And I was like, that seems like a lot. But then I started looking at other custom shoes. Mm-hmm. There's like some guy, I don't know if he's local or not, but he's made like cowboy shoes and Astro shoes. They're like $600, $500, $400.
Because you think about it, it's really like, oh, it's a lot. Original artwork.
I asked her, I was like, you know, how long does it take? She said, well, on average, it'll take me 2 weeks to do a custom shoe. I was like,
one pair.
Yeah. Now, she said if you had an order of 10 or 20 or whatever, and I could do like assembly line style, then I could knock out 10 pair in 2 weeks. But she said, if you think about it, by the time I make my money, she's like, it's like minimum wage because of how long it takes. Because you got to tape each shoe off. She strips all the leather down to the bare leather, and then she paints it and then coats it like it's factory or you know, like that was made, like they would come when you buy them. And I was like, yeah, how long does it last? She goes, no, it'll last. She's like, I did some custom shoes for my kids, and they play in them every day, and they're still held up. So it's crazy the amount of detail.
Yeah, I saw just the first version you tweeted out were pretty badass looking.
Yeah, well, that was just what I did in Photoshop, but she has a bunch that she's done. Like, she's like a legit artist. But it's crazy how much time and it takes to make one pair. I had no idea. But good kudos to everybody that does that, because that's a pretty
all the
cool
people that
deal.
Were card collectors and all these kind of collectors in the past have kind of migrated to shoes.
They really have. Yeah. I mean, I guess as you get older.
You think about it, like El Jefe, and El Jefe is a very, you know, hip and modern kid.
Yeah.
And Jefe is all about the lids and the kicks.
That's true.
And even the athletes. When you look at the athletes and you think about what, you know, you've got Nick Young and several other players and P.J. Tucker and all these people. Either they dedicate rooms or wings of their house. Nick Young had like a separate mini house attached to his house just for his shoes.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about that. I was like, God, a guest house for shoes?
There you go, a guest house for shoes.
I went to, I have like a big rack built into my wall that I bought boxes to put my shoes in to save space. Mm-hmm. That's about it, though. I'm not going crazy and building a whole guest
house. Get married and have a kid, it went from in their own original boxes and all the room in the world for them to, yeah, I'm not wearing those anymore. I'll wear them till I walk the dogs till they fall apart and whatever.
and
I have,
away.
Like, my number of shoes has dwindled massively in the last couple of years.
Just because they get old?
And because Nike, again, as much as I love the swoosh, but Nike shoes, especially when they use the foam posits and stuff, the foam eventually disintegrates. I hate to break it to people, but if you're saving for a rainy day, you're going to break out these kicks that no one can believe you still have in mint condition, and instead you break them out and the sole falls off, then you're like, you know what? Why did I save them in the first place?
Well, that was a little bit what I was concerned about. Is I bought some shoes that are a couple years old.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I mean, some of these I like, but they were released 2, 3, 4 years ago. So I buy them and then I wear them. But I'm like, well, I'm already behind the clock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On buying some of these older shoes. That's why I like getting the re-releases. Because it's the same look, but it was manufactured
this year. The products
are
upgraded, too. Because in a lot of cases, Nike got smart, too. Because they don't want the backlash of saying, hey, we re-released the Jordan 11, but all the same material. And now the same things are happening.
Right.
They can at least try and right the wrongs. Because I've told you guys, I've lost 22 pair of Jordans. I lost no shortage on numbers. No exaggeration. 75 pairs of Nike Air in different varieties.
Yeah.
Due to being stored in a climate controlled storage area because they just were on the planet too long.
That sucks.
And it's annoying because you think about it, I started calculating all the money I paid for all the shoes, and I'm like, if I'd have gotten use out of them, I'm like, man, I got my good run out of them. No, I saved them. I wore them rarely for special occasions because they were badass. They were somewhat limited edition.
Yeah.
And now they're gone. That's why it ticked me off. You guys made fun of me
but
for calling
said,
Nike.
But you said climate control. If it was climate control, wouldn't it have not ruined your shoes?
No, because if it was hot, it wasn't climate controlled.
So it wasn't climate controlled.
It was. My storage unit was completely 100% air conditioned and everything else.
Interesting.
Wow, that sucks.
But that's what I'm saying. The life expectancy of some of the foam for foam posit, regardless of the climate it's in, it's going to start crumbling away.
Interesting.
Yeah, that sucks. You know what's not going to crumble away? Your money, if you're using GetUpside, certainly not going to. You're going to be getting it back every time you use GetUpside. You could be getting cash back in your pocket. Do yourself a favor. Go download the app. Put it on your phone right now. Put in my promo code Barry, Barry, and that's going to get you a little bump in the cashback department when you do your first fill up through the app. Guys, I love this app. It was featured on ABC 13, so they know what they're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Look, I use it, Nick, AJ, Aaron, Jake, a lot of folks that are listening to this program have started using GetUpside, and I love when you guys send me screenshots. Look, Barry, I got $25 in my account after 3 weeks. Oh, look, I'm up $100. Oh, look, I'm up $500. Where's your money at? It's probably left at the pump or the table if you're not using GetUpside. You can get up to 35% cash back each and every time you use the app and eat out. You can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you fill up your tank through the GetUpside app. You're not getting any of it if you don't use the app. Do yourself a favor right now and go download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back and thank me later. Guys, don't go anywhere. Blitz is up next. ESPN 97.5.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.